Aunt Frederica, I'm so sorry. I'm terrible with remembering birthdays, which is why this card is so late. Happy birthday! Gift card to Ice Cream Palace enclosed. Enjoy.
Dear niece, thank you so much for the birthday card. I'm not sure why you sent me a credit card with a picture of ice cream on it. Can I only buy ice cream with it? Your card reminded me that your birthday is right around the corner. I typically combine it with Christmas since your birthday is in December, but I have a little extra money this year since your uncle died of cancer. So I'm sending you this sweater I bought that didn't fit me right. I'm sure it will look good on you.
Dear Aunt Frederica, wow. Thanks for the huge sweater. It sure is warm. I wear it to bed because my heat isn't working. Renting! It's so much fun. Anyway, I'm sending you a little Christmas cheer. Learn my lesson with the ice cream credit card, which was actually a gift card. You can redeem it for actual ice cream, which I guess you won't. So I hope you like the little something in the box. I made it.
Dear Samantha, how do I enjoy broken cookies? How do you bake if your gas is turned off? I feel so sad for you. So I'm sending you some hand warmers since you live in poverty and can't afford heat. Sending you some money too. Take care.
Aunt Frederica, you really didn't have to send me that $5. My heater was just broken and the landlord fixed it. I do okay as a dental assistant, so no need to send more money. Nonetheless, I bought you something with your money. It's a small token of my appreciation for our new friendship.
Samantha, I have never been mailed a tooth before. Is it yours? It looks human, but I can't tell. Your actual Christmas gift is en route. It was quite expensive and very time-sensitive, so please tell me at once when you've received it.
Frederica, got the raccoon? I did not know you could mail live raccoons or even own them. He's a smart little critter. He's figured out how to open the fridge already, which takes care of my least favorite chore, cleaning out old food. So thank you so much. I do think, however, that he would be better suited to outdoor living. How much did you pay for a wild animal? Just curious. My Christmas present to you was mailed yesterday. Cutting it close, I know, but it should get to you by Christmas Eve. I feel like I had to top the raccoon, so let me know if you like it. Happy holidays!
Samantha, I do not have room for a horse, not even a miniature one. It's all over my carpet. I would like to return this for something else, but it did not come with a gift receipt. I would have kicked it out, but it was Christmas Eve, and that hardly seemed fair. This miniature horse did not ask to be delivered to a retirement home. The nurses really like it, though. Maybe they will buy it from me. Happy holidays to you, too. P.S. Did you use food stamps to buy this thing?
Frederica, no, I paid for the miniature horse in cash. Please don't return it. It will be turned into dog food if you do. That's what made it affordable. I remember you told me once that you always wanted a horse, and since you will probably die soon, I wanted to check one big item off your bucket list. Owning a raccoon was something I didn't even know was on my bucket list. Hope you have a great new year.
Dear Samantha, if I die soon, I want the miniature horse buried with me, as the Vikings used to be buried with their steeds. Murray, the name my deaf roommate gave him, though she could have been saying mommy, has become a real friend to the folks here at Elevated Hearts. We take turns riding him around the garden. Thank you so much for this kind and thoughtful gift. Looking forward to New Year's for the first time in 30 years.
Dear Aunt Frederica, that's great. The raccoon bit me, and I need 20 rabies shots. Animal control took him. Sorry, I had no say in it. I named him Alf after Will Ferrell. I love that movie. Elf is being moved to some woods where he can mingle with his own kind. Please don't send me anything else. I would hate to be bitten again. Happy New Year!